For over 30 years, Detroit's massive trash-to-energy incinerator has stood on the city's east side at the corner of I-75 and I-94, burning through trash and waste some 3,000 tons a day and generating countless complaints about air quality, odors, noise. On Wednesday, the company that owns the incinerator abruptly shut it down, saying this decision was driven by financial and community concerns. Trash burning has ended. Trash will now be hauled to landfills. Amina Maxey is with Breathe Free Detroit, a grassroots campaign that has been fighting to shut the incinerator down. Amina, what'd you feel when you heard the news?
You know, I think when I heard the news, I was cautiously optimistic because the incinerator has closed before. However, this time it felt really different because you had stakeholders from government and business all saying the same thing, in that it would be closing permanently. And so, you know, real excitement for the benefit to the health environment of the community around the incinerator, and also relief because when I started out doing this work against the incinerator, I thought, oh, it'll shut down and it'll just take 5 years. And 10 years later, it has happened. So it's a lot of joy and also cautious optimism for what the potential is in that area now.
Amina, why do you think the company that owned it, Detroit Renewable Power, why did they finally throw in the towel, do you think?
My opinion around what happened is that across the country, there hasn't been a new incinerator built for almost 20 years. The life cycle and lifespan of these facilities is between the 25 to 30 year mark. This facility is past its endpoint, basically breaking down. That's number one. Number two, that area of the city, there's been a lot of community activism and pushback, particularly as the facility has been breaking down. There's been increased air violations and air pollution. There's been an increase in odors. And so there's been a constant push by community residents asking the government to hold them accountable, the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, as well as the city. There has been a lawsuit where they were fined hundreds of thousands of dollars. They have received continual fines because of the fact that the odor problems have not been fixed. Just recently, the Great Lakes Environmental Law Center filed a notice of intent to sue the company for all of their air emission violations. So a lot of that pressure has part to play, but an additional aspect or concern that the residents and the community in that area have is that that part of the city is a very central location. The east side of I-75 has a lot of vacant land. There's also been a lot of interest from investors in building new property in that vicinity. There's interest, I think, also from groups like the Eastern Market Corporation in expanding into those areas. People with money or folks who invest don't want to live around a stinky facility. So when it comes to what's been the interest, we have some questions to make sure that the area isn't gentrified and the people who've lived there for 30 years and had to endure this environmental justice and environmental racism aren't then displaced because of gentrification of the area as a result of the closure.
Amina, for people that have not been around this incinerator, we've got people listening all over Michigan. Tell us, what does it smell like when it was jamming away, and the kinds of smells people lived with? How would you describe this smell?
That's a great question. It smelled like, but the best description is it smelled like stinking rotten eggs. It smelled like if you open up the garbage can in the hottest day of the summer, that smell permeated through the whole neighborhood, and especially during the warmer months, which was really hard, so folks couldn't even be outside and enjoy the outdoors during the time. And so it's really great that this is going to be a change, and it's an opportunity for the city to get on a path towards zero waste. It's an opportunity to really put those workers who were in the facility, to put them into new jobs that protect their health and that are really good for them. And it's an opportunity for the community to envision and dream about how do they want to use that site, or what kind of jobs do they want to create that are going to be to the benefit of the environment, health, and economics of a community that can use the jobs.
Amina Maxey is with Breathe Free Detroit, saying so long to Detroit's massive trash-to-energy incinerator as it shuts down after more than three decades. Amina, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you. We're so excited.